Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today's Images of the Past looks to our history and to our future about how we interpret that history. We'll talk about the stagecoach, an icon of transportation, and how a Pleasant Valley stagecoach stop is set to be celebrated and transferred in new ways. Gary Enright is director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer, and he's joining us on the phone. Gary, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. It seems like a long time since I visited with you.
It's such a joy to hear your voice again. I mean that honestly. A delight and a joy. Thanks.
Good.
All right. Let's hear some stories about stagecoach travel, because this is one of those sort of iconic things about the West and expansion and transportation that really always captures people's attention.
Well, it's a very colorful history, and the museum has decided that one of the things that might enhance the attraction of a museum would be to have some real down-to-earth material that came from a stagecoach ranch, because these were one of the places where the drivers of the stagecoaches would stop and change horses so they'd get fresh horses. And then sometimes they would stay overnight and so on. And that is the crux of the story that we have to tell now, because we are putting together, on the grounds of our museum, a stagecoach stop cabin, and with all of the materials that they had at this ranch. And it's a ranch that existed just southwest of Custer, started actually in 1877.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the family that had this ranch and how it operated.
You bet. The story all started with an 18-year-old boy who was from Missouri who got the itch to do something exciting with his life. His name was Joseph Umphreys, and he left his birthplace in Missouri and went to Texas, and he joined some ranch roundups in the Lone Star State, and he worked for various Texas ranchers for 5 years. He went down there in 1869, and then he picked up a newspaper, and he'd always had the Black Hills, I think, in his mind a little because of his love for this part of the country. But anyway, he picked up a newspaper that said gold had been discovered at Custer. And he dropped everything and came north, driving a herd of cattle up to the Black Hills Territory.
And tell us what happened next. I mean, was he successful? Is it something that I just got into that story for a minute there? And
well, he thought this gold thing was going to be something, man, all you have to do is just go up and pick up a piece of gold and you're rich.
Uh-huh.
Well, he found out it wasn't quite that easy. And so when he got up here, he went on up to, after he snooped around Custer a little bit, he went up to Deadwood to see if that was any richer as far as some opportunities were concerned. And it just didn't pan out. He did not, that's a literal statement, he panned for gold, and it didn't pan out. And so, as a matter of fact, he came back down to Custer because he just loved the scenery down here, and it had open range and mountains and everything else. And he actually did moved on to the ranch and claimed it.
Sure.
Had an official claim from the government. And he had started to build his ranch, built some buildings down there, and some corrals and some barns and things like that. And when he was working on this material, a guy came through representing a stagecoach company out of the state of Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to have stagecoach stops every 12 to 15 miles all the way from the Wyoming area all the way through to Custer and then up to Deadwood. Mm-hmm. And so he asked this rancher, Joe, if he would like to have one of these ranch stops. They paid very well, and he went to work and built a series of log cabins to house the passengers in case they had bad weather or in case it was in the middle of the night when they finally rolled into their ranch and all of that. And this company that he created was kind of the pattern for all of the other stagecoach stops along the way. And he was a real entrepreneur, and he put together a place that actually gained a lot of notoriety in the Black Hills.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to travel via stagecoach, because those stops are important because of how arduous it is as well.
That's true. And if you can imagine for a moment from Deadwood, South Dakota, down to Custer, all the way to Cheyenne, Wyoming, is about 300 miles. Hmm. And if you were riding an average stagecoach, you probably went about 5 miles an hour. So you can imagine what it was like to have to sit in one of these stagecoaches and come all this way in order to get somewhere. And most of them were miners or would-be miners who were coming in to share in the riches of gold in the Black Hills. And so there was a lot of people traveled. Can you imagine if you can imagine a stagecoach that would have three sets of seats in it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people can get in there. They hauled from 12 to 15 people on each stagecoach.
Wow.
They were practically sitting in each other's laps, I think, is the way it turned out. But it was a long drive, and at about 5 miles an hour is what it took to travel from one spot to another in the Black Hills.
That does not sound pleasant.
Wasn't a pleasure ride, that's for
no.
sure.
They're a lot smaller than you think, too. I mean, you see, Western movies, and they maybe have them a little more expansive than they were in real life just for filming, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so talk about the efforts of the museum to bring this to visitors and to people of South Dakota, because the ranch itself is fairly remote. What are you planning on moving?
Well, one day I was standing in about a year ago in the lobby of the museum here, and a young man walked up to me and said, I'd like to contribute some things to your museum. And we have some old pictures, and we have some old clothing and things like that, and all that, and that happens quite often in a museum. And so we got to talking about it, and he said, my great-great-great-grandfather started a stagecoach stop just 12 miles south of Custer. And he said, we'd like to be able to take some of that material and loan it to you. And so we talked a little bit more, and we finally landed on the fact that there were some cabins that were built that housed the people, the travelers, and that there was some corrals and things like that still there from back in those days. And in 1877, this young man's grandfather, four generations separating him, had actually built the most modern stagecoach stop in the Black Hills. And as we talked, we decided to go to the ranch and look at it and see. It was only 12 miles south of Custer. And we went down there and took a look at what was going on, and we talked him out of one of the cabins. He says, sure, we'll move a cabin for you up to Custer. And so in our backyard for the last year or so, there has been a cabin that we're working on to bring it up to speed. And that's what's happening, and that's how we got this whole project put together.
Yeah. Did you drive out there at like 5 miles an hour just to sort of see?
Well, I could have walked that fast.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I was going to say. But some people were like, I'll just walk alongside. What kind of work do you have to do in this cabin to sort of give us the behind-the-scenes look at the research that goes into this? And as you think about historic interpretation for people, what are some of your priorities?
Well, one of the things we do is we've researched the issue or the whole subject of stagecoaches and how they operated, how they use these ranches along the way to be stage stops so that they could rest their horses. That was the big problem that they had, was pulling these heavy stagecoaches around. And we've done our research on that. We've done some family research. One of the boys, who is the, as I said earlier, fourth generation from the original rancher have provided us with photographs of the members of the family, with documentation that they had about how this ranch was operated and all of this. And so what we've done is we've brought the cabin, a 20 by 20 cabin, picked it up, put it on the back of a truck, and drove the 12 miles to Custer and unloaded it in our backyard.
Wow.
And it will be ready for visitors on May the 9th.
That's
the day we open the museum for this year, and it will be a big celebration for the opening of the Stagecoach Stop.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations to you and everyone who's involved in that. What a great thing for the future for visitors to understand this, understand history a little more deeply.
Well, we hope that people will enjoy it. We'll have a lot of photographs and a lot of documentation of things that went on. And we even have the nine rules of riding in a stagecoach that we will have posted up. And for instance, one of them was that buffalo robes are provided for your comfort, so don't hog the blanket.
Okay, good to know. That's just a good life rule. Some of those things just work for today, too. Gary Enright, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Laurie. I appreciate it. Thank you.